Now George steals a pass and heads for the other end, where he throws down the right hand. Indiana is dominating a 14-point run.
It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And welcome into Pacers Weekly. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan, talking Pacers basketball with you here from 10 to 11. We do it every Saturday morning throughout the Pacers season. It was a promising Monday, a promising Wednesday leading into what I think fans, players, coaches alike hoped would be a Friday night where the team really started to put together some tangible momentum, and a lot of things, and many of them out of their control, certainly went in a direction that they weren't hoping. The Phoenix Suns in the building last night came out with a 116-96 victory of concern. Paul George did not play. He didn't play from his previous Friday night's injury against Philadelphia when he hurt his ankle. It caused him to miss the previous Saturday's game. Then he did play Monday, didn't appear to be 100%. Thought he got a little bit better on Wednesday, but as the week progressed, Nate McMillan saying they weren't seeing the progression they wanted to see on that ankle, and they were a little bit concerned about that. So when you've got a top 10 player on your team and an injury isn't healing the way you would like, you do the correct thing, which is to sit that player and to make sure that everything's going to be okay and not cause the problem to be longer than it needs to be. Paul George not playing on Friday night. That was compounded when 9 minutes in, C.J. Miles came to a jump stop. His left leg kind of slid out from underneath him. It hyperextended for a moment. The video didn't look great. Miles, after a while of being down on the floor, was able to get up. He walked off on his own power, was grimacing, headed to the locker room, did not return. And we will see if later today, around 1:30, there is a Pacers practice. If we have an update on either of those guys, this could be the most significant Pacers off day in quite some time, because it's possible we get an update on two of the, you can make a case, three, four, five best players that the Pacers have, and whether their injuries are anything to be concerned about in the long term. Again, the Pacers falling 116-96. That was the score last night against Phoenix. It ended two straight. Indiana has Saturday off, today off, and they head later today out for Oklahoma City. They take on the Thunder on Sunday. On Monday, they host the Golden State Warriors, a game that I believe is near or at sellout. We'll have an update on that coming up later on the show if you'd like to get tickets. There are ways to do that. We'll tell you how to do it. But plenty of home games are coming up, so if you can't get to that Golden State game Wednesday against Atlanta, this is always a good week to have home games on Thanksgiving week, because people are in town and there are a lot of chances to catch the Pacers. Again, most notably, it's Monday against Golden State. That's a 7 o'clock tip. On Wednesday, the Pacers host Atlanta. Also a 7 o'clock tip. On Friday, it's Brooklyn. That's the game where it is an hour late start because of the monument lighting, which those are now strung and just waiting to be lit. That'll be Friday. So against Brooklyn, it's an 8 o'clock tip. Then on Sunday, the Pacers host the Clippers, a 6 o'clock tip. So four chances to see your Pacers play, a handful of interesting opponents coming into the field house this week, and it culminates with LAC on Sunday. As always, we've got a great show planned for you, and we would love for you to be a part of it. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. Make sure you hit that area code number. That is important now. As well as at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We'll take your Twitter questions, your telephone calls throughout the hour. We'll hear from Mark Boyle, head coach Nate McMillan. There was also a new head coach that was introduced in the building last night. That's the new Fever head coach after Stephanie White moved on to Vanderbilt. Indiana Fever announcing their new coach as Pokey Chapman, and Eddie White had a chance to go around the house with her. That'll come up later, as well as live guests Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson will join us later. But when we return, it's Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle with the head coach Nate McMillan. That's all coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Miles Turner. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
This is Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan, live on The Circle here in downtown Indianapolis. Pacers falling to the Suns on Friday night when the Pacers have a Friday night game, followed by a quick turnaround on a Saturday show. Mark Boyle goes and he grabs the head coach before that Friday night game. I think that should be noted here as we head into this interview. Nonetheless, interesting stuff from Mark Boyle and head coach Nate McMillan. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. Some good things here lately, Nate. Primary among them, much more of an aggressive presence on the defensive end. The numbers bear that out. What's happening defensively now that wasn't happening when you were struggling?
Well, I think we're definitely communicating a little better. We always want to improve that area, but just aggressively challenging every single catch. I felt like early in the season, we were just allowing teams to rotate and move the ball wherever they want. We're getting more pressure on the ball. We're doing a better job of controlling the ball. Our weak side has been tighter in the sense of keeping the teams out of the paint and then closing out to their three-point shooters. You have to finish all of that with rebounding the ball, and it's a total team effort that's needed, and felt like that our guys have been more consistent keeping the ball in front of them.
Let's talk about that rebounding for a moment, because statistically speaking, it has been an issue most nights, yet you've been able to win your share of games when you have been out-rebounded. Because of the physical makeup of this team, the size and so on, is that likely to be a season-long problem? And if it is, are there other ways you can compensate to make up for it?
Well, I felt like, you know, with our lineup and basically our roster this season, I knew that would be a concern. You know, we were not a big physical team in the paint, that we were going to have to team rebound. It doesn't take a big body to step in front of a guy, but we need our guards to come down and smash and help on the rebounding. So as a team, I think we can accomplish that and rebound the ball, but we don't have that one guy that's going to control and dominate the boards.
Theoretically speaking, can you win your share of games if you don't rebound well?
It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. When you're giving teams second and third opportunities at the basket or attempts, it's going to be a challenge to win ball games. I think, you know, that's one of our keys every single night is to rebound the ball, control the boards, get to the free throw line, take care of the ball. Those are three keys that we feel like if we win those three keys every night, we'll win the ball game.
Offensively speaking, are you pleased with where you're headed?
Yeah, I see us getting better, you know, with our ball movement and sharing the ball. I still would like to see the pace pick up a little faster, but we had to slow our team down to really kind of focus a little bit more on the defensive end of the floor and really limit the number of possessions that we were defending. So I would like to see us continue to push the pace on the offensive end of the floor, become a better executing team, and continue with the ball movement.
The other night, Kevin Serafin had 10 rebounds, and I don't want to talk about him specifically as much as I'd like to get into a concept here. We talk about guys who have good performances and whether you might find time for them or put them into the rotation. Can you take us behind the scenes and tell us how somebody works his way into the rotation? Is it totally dependent on his gameplay? Does somebody in the rotation have to start to play poorly? What all goes into your decision making there?
Well, you know, Kevin has been working hard from, you know, day one, the training camp. He works hard every day before games, during practice, and we've been seeing this from him for a long time. I just felt like we needed a lift the other night, and Kevin has been showing that he could possibly bring a spark to the lineup. We put him in the game, and right away, he instantly had a few offensive rebounds. He had a couple putbacks defensively. He had some scrambles and picked up a couple of loose balls, and so you look at that opportunity to try and play a guy like that. If something is not working, you know you have that guy to go to, and putting him in that lineup, we've tried to get him a few more minutes in these last couple of games.
Let's close with Oklahoma City. First, the road in general. You haven't been able to get one yet, and the numbers on the road are dramatically different than they are at home. Do you see anything there that would explain that?
I don't. Other than we're not playing well on the road. We're a much better team than we've shown. We've seemed to just not be alert and as aggressive on the road. And teams have been pretty much just handling us. You know, we got to do a better job there. We know that. But I don't have that answer for why we're not playing as well on the road.
Last night was Phoenix, so I don't know how much you've gotten into Oklahoma City yet. Durant is gone. That's obviously a huge loss. Based on what you've seen so far, how is that impacting the way they want to try to play?
Well, you know, they played without Durant, I think a year or two years ago, and Westbrook pretty much took over that team. That is what he has done. He is the guy that runs that train and initiates everything as far as the defense, the offensive attack, and they are a big physical team that is very aggressive in the paint. Westbrook is always in attack mode. We got to keep that team in front of us, and it's going to be a game that is going to be important that we rebound the ball against that group.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us this morning on this edition of Pacers Weekly. Tomorrow night it's the Pacers and the Thunder, and then back here on Monday for the Warriors. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn it back over to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Nate, thank you. A note, that Thunder game on Sunday, 6:30, Kroger pregame show will be on 107.5 FM here in Indianapolis. We move over to 107.5 FM for Colts coverage, so make sure to make that note if you're trying to catch Pacers coverage on Sunday against Oklahoma City. We heard from one head coach. It's time for another, as the Fever announced yesterday morning. They have a new head coach. It's Pokey Chatman. Eddie White goes around the house with her when we return on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
World, I love the chains, I hope to be part.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserved seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer reading program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is George Niang. Bankers Life is not just the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. They are also proud supporters of the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 17 seasons, Bankers Life and its parent company, CNO Financial Group, have donated nearly $260,000 to the Pacers Foundation, inspiring and motivating countless Indiana young people. Bankers Life, CNO Financial Group, and the Pacers Foundation are giving kids a winning shot in Central Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org.
Pacers Weekly, 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Again, taking your Twitter questions at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. 317-239-1070 is the way to do it through the telephone. We just heard from Pacers head coach Nate McMillan, the Fever, yesterday announcing a new head coach. He comes from the Chicago Sky and previously before that, LSU. It's Pokey Chapman and Eddie White goes around the house with her. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And I love when I go around the house and you get the newest member. Yesterday, the big news, we have a new boss of the Fever. What a legend. This girl played the game, coached the game, managed the game, and she's absolutely awesome. I called her a girl. She's going to hit me. Pokey Chapman, how are you, baby?
I'm wonderful. I like you saying girl, and I'm glad you didn't call me a fossil because I've been in this for a while. But I am excited to be here. I talked to a lot of people about watching this franchise up close and personal, being on the other side of the bench. And it's just amazing to be a part of it and feel the success that is Indiana Fever basketball.
I'm watching the press conference yesterday, and you were talking about your respect for the franchise from the top down. And I'm looking into your eyes. Now, you're from Louisiana. You are a straight shooter. It was real. There's something sincere in you about you want to be with this organization.
No, it is. You know, I think, you know, sometimes people don't want to admit when you're on an opposing bench when a place is really good at something. And you think you have an idea, but what you can't fake is the feel you get when you're in this organization. I'm not just talking about Kelly or the players. I'm talking about from top down. The synergy is palpable and it's undeniable, and it gives me an idea of why there's been so much success here over a long period of time.
Now, you would love to listen. I'd love to be 6'4 and good looking. Instead, I'm just, you know, I'm ridiculously charming. You'd love to be taken over with Tamika Catchings beginning her career. You're taking over. This will be the first game she hasn't played in 1,000 years. What's that like? But you did make a point. You were a point guard. It's important. You got Breon January, who you said, I thought was a great line, she's learned for 8 years how to be a leader, how to be a winner.
No one else can boast that. Tamika's the greatest in terms of her leadership, but on top of that, the entire basketball package that she brings to the table. And I don't know if Breon understands how ready she is, because, you know, it's just what she's been used to. I'm excited about that, because when she sees how valuable that is and she starts to spread her wings, it's just going to be a nice ascension for everyone involved.
It's only been a couple of days, really a day and a half. So the reaction you've gotten from your contemporaries, players, coaches, whatever, really good?
It's been great. I think 7 coaches, you know, gave me a text last night, a couple of phone calls. Players that I've coached from AAU to college to Chicago congratulating me. And I said this, I referenced this in the press conference. Of course they talk about the Fever organization. But the people that are involved in women's basketball, you know, they talk about Kelly and the respect they have for her, agents, coaches, players, fans. And I don't hear that anywhere else. So I know I'm stepping into something that's really special, and I'm looking forward to going to work.
And you said you got a text from this coach at Vanderbilt who has this great last name, White, which is probably one of the best last names one can have. You heard from the coach.
I did. Got a nice congratulatory text message. And in that text message, she referenced, you're going to love working for the Fever organization. And that's it in a nutshell. You know, it wasn't just about the players, which I obviously am familiar with, but just the glue stuff, the things that connects the dots, the feel that I spoke about. That's the first thing she referenced.
Okay. Now, the number one question I want to ask you, following your career for 25 years or so, Pokey. Oh, look, now this is radio, Pat. She puts her head down. So, I mean, there got to be a great – no, I'm the first person to ask you. I'm probably the 90 billion to ask you. Where did the Pokey come from?
It's not a great story. I was a fat little kid with chubby cheeks, and I poked around, and it just stuck for years, and it is my legal name now. And that's it. The way I came about it was I was signing Pokey all my life, and then Uncle Sam thought, Dana and Pokey were two different people. So I legally changed it about 13 years ago, and I am Pokey Chapman. So nothing good about it. I'm just a fat little kid.
You know, Pacers Sports and Entertainment just announced, I think, January 1 of 2017, they're going to have a Pacers Foundation license plate in the state. So you could get a license plate and, boom, just have Pokey on there. You're probably the first one to apply for that.
Oh, wow. That would be nice. I like the sound of that.
So you see the creativity coming?
I like it. I like this guy. Keep him around.
You're coming back on the show, I think.
I will be here.
Well, Coach, we welcome you so much. It's so good to have you here. We're very prideful with our Pacers, our Fever, our building, which we think is the best basketball arena. And this state, I'm not from Indiana, but they have a saying. They say in 49 states, it's just basketball, but this is Indiana. You've experienced coming in here as the visitor. Now you get to experience it's your team, it's your state, it's your community. How do you feel about that?
I can't wait. I literally, I'm very seldom rendered speechless. But I just want to soak in that moment because now I get to be in the midst of it.
Coach, welcome to the family.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Pat, she's a winner everywhere she's been. She's going to lead us to the promised land. We're getting back again. Let's say we last won the title back in 12, 17. It's 5 years. I like that. Let's go win the title. Back to you, Patrick.
All right, Eddie and Pokey, thank you. If you want to hear more from Pokey Chapman, plenty of coverage over at feverbasketball.com. Also, did you know that you can get alerts to your smartphone when last-minute Pacers tickets become available? The Pacers Buzzer Beater is a new type of ticket that easily allows you to purchase tickets and enter Bankers Life Fieldhouse all via your smartphone. Sign up, learn more, pacers.com/buzzerbeater. Pacers next in action. Again, it's Sunday, a 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 Kroger pregame. If you're listening in Indianapolis, another reminder, it's 107.5 FM. When we return, Mark Boyle rejoins us. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
30 years and still number one. Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour, Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Indiana Pacers and Oklahoma City Thunder. That's the next game coming up on Sunday, a 7 o'clock tip. 6:30 Kroger pregame on the radio. Jeremiah Johnson has Fox Sports Indiana's pregame show. That'll be 6:30 as well. Jeremiah joins us later in the program. But now, Mark Boyle again on Wednesday. The Cavaliers in town, their color analyst, is Jim Jones, a former player. Those two have a conversation now. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. Let's go back to June 1st before we talk about this season, Jim. A long wait for Cleveland to have a championship of any sort. So beyond the norm, people being excited, euphoric, and so forth, was there a different feel to the championship in Cleveland there might have been because of the long period between championships?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was more sharing. There's been a lot of sharing of the pain through all these years. When I broke my foot was probably the last best chance they had because Doherty and those guys, they weren't going to beat Jordan. they weren't going to beat Michael Jordan, but we really thought we had a chance till I broke my foot going into the conference finals against the Celtics. So we all shared in the pain and all the jokes on Johnny Carson and everywhere else, but we also shared in the victory. I mean, it was unbelievable. Most estimates were 1.5 million. Just an unbelievable amount of people. Diverse group, didn't have one incident. Everybody was just so happy to be part of a championship team.
When it was 3-1 and Golden State had already won the 73, they were the defending champion, obviously a disadvantageous situation. Looking back to that point in that series, how did you assess the Cavaliers' chances of winning?
Well, we let the other game slip away. We had them going in the second half. We had them all second half, back and forth, but we knew we could spurt because of LeBron. In the fourth quarter, we were up 3, maybe 4 points, and there was a spurt in there in three possessions. In two of the three possessions, they got 3 offensive rebounds each time and finally scored on us. And that broke us. We couldn't catch them. Those added possessions, as you know, are crucial, especially when you're trying to close out a game. And that was a game we let slip away. But we knew how to beat them after that.
Tell us a little bit about LeBron James, Jim, from this perspective. You've been around the game for a long time. You either played against the greats or seen the greats, or maybe going way back heard about the greats. Where does he rank?
To me, he's the best player I've ever seen. And I've watched Oscar. I've watched Wilt. Bill Russell's my favorite player. I've got all his books, all the articles ever written. I've got them all at home, stored away. To me, he's still my favorite, greatest of all time. But I think LeBron is number one, and I'll tell you why. I think he's number one because of the effect, like Wilt, similar to Wilt, that he has on your defense. This guy knows exactly what everybody's going to run, and he keeps it simple. He creates situations where he can get his teammates open. You know, that used to be the standard. That used to be the standard. Greatness was only defined by how good you make your teammates. That used to be a fundamental part of evaluation and defining what a great player was. But we sort of got away from that with Jordan, you know, since the Jordan era. I don't know if he necessarily made his teammates better, but no one can stop him, that's for sure. You know, a lot of people disagree. You may even disagree. But from what I've seen in practice, how hard he works, what happens, how teams try to design off defenses to slow him down, the beating that he takes, but he keeps being aggressive and competitive. He's the best I've ever seen. I mean, he can do it all. And we're talking about a guy who maybe is just a little bit above average shooter, right? He's about an average shooter, but he can score. He can score points.
Maybe he's an average shooter, but he's well above average in every single other phase of the game. And here's something that I'd be curious about, because you see him every night. Yes. We see him every now and again. Mm-hmm. I don't think he gets nearly enough credit, and this might be a little bit strong, but he appears to me to be a basketball genius.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. If genius is defined as having an acute understanding of what needs to be done and instantaneously getting it done, in football, what they call a read and react, well, no one does that better than LeBron. I mean, he reads, he knows. I've seen him in morning shoot-arounds, and the coaches will say, no. You know, on the film, da-da-da-da-da, and the coaches will go, yeah, you're right. Okay, shouldn't we do this? No one understands tendencies better than him. And he knows how to play the percentages. You know, a fundamental part of how we play is playing the percentages. Better to give up 2 than 3. That's a fundamental part of how we play.
What's the prospectus, then? We know that the Cavaliers are a championship contender. That's obvious. And we know that they're a prohibitive favorite in the East. And we also know that it's only November.
Yes.
But best guess, how do you assess their chances of successfully defending their championship?
Well, I think their chances are pretty good, as long as they're healthy. Let's define health. As long as our key people, our big three, are healthy, we have enough depth and role players that we can still be effective. You shorten your rotations anyway in the playoffs. But everything is pregnant on our big three being healthy. If they're healthy, we're as good as anyone. You know, I don't like to put myself in a box, and I know they don't either. You know, anybody can win this thing. You know that. All you got to do is be hot in the second half of the season, go into the playoffs with momentum. But certain things have to fall in place, and it did for us last year. And a fundamental part of that is that we were healthy. We were healthy, finally. Love was healthy. We don't get to the conference, to the finals, if it wasn't for Kevin Love. And he took a verbal beating, and everybody criticized it, but the guy got us 18-10 all the way to the finals.
Former NBA great Jim Jones, now a broadcaster with the Cleveland Cavaliers, kind enough to spend some time with us on this edition of Pacers Weekly. The Pacers are off tonight, tomorrow night, back on the road looking for their first road win of the season in Oklahoma City. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn things back over to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Jim, thank you. Halfway through Pacers Weekly, our final two guests will both be live. Jeremiah Johnson to end the program. Mark Monteith next. This is Pacers Weekly.
At ATI Physical Therapy, we're here for you. When you're injured, in pain, or recovering from surgery, we'll help you get back to your best with expert therapy that's customized for you. Plus, we'll schedule your first appointment in 24 to 48 hours, so you're on your way to feeling better faster. With over 50 Indiana locations, visit ATIPT.com to find an ATI clinic near you. We know returning to better health is a big deal, so look no further. ATI Physical Therapy, here for Indiana and here for you.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Justin Moore.
I just pawn at you.
Lee Bryce.
I belong to the drinking class.
American Made Tour.
You look like I need a drink right.
January 12th, 7 p.m. Bankers Life Fieldhouse. One night of hit after hit. Justin Moore.
And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Lee Bryce. January 12th, Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Old small town USA. I drive your truck.
Platinum selling Justin Moore.
To my last day.
Chart topping Lee Bryce.
It look like crazy.
Making country music great again.
He can't even bait a hook.
Tickets are on sale now at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse box office by phone at 800-745-3000 and online at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Police Productions.
Joining us now on Pacers Weekly is Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Mark, let's look at this in a bigger picture aspect first before we delve into Friday night and some of its more specifics. The Pacers had some momentum that they had kind of put together Monday, Wednesday. You come into Friday and had a lot of obstacles, most notably a couple of injuries. How do you look at a game from a big picture view where you certainly don't play well? You have Nate McMillan saying that we were out hustled in most facets of the game. Yet, you didn't have Paul George and C.J. Miles, which also is significant.
Yeah, you just have to forget fast, I guess. You know, that was obviously a bad performance. There's no way around it. And we've seen it before. You know, it reminded me of a couple of games last season. There were one in February, right before the All-Star break, when they lost to Charlotte by 22. You know, that was just a horrible performance. And then they came out of the All-Star break and won at Oklahoma City. And that's who they play tomorrow night. And then also that game at the end of April or whatever it was, again, or end of March, where they lost to Orlando by 20 points at home, and Orlando was a losing team. So, you know, we've seen it before where, for whatever reason, it's just not there. And, you know, you lose a game on your home court by a lot of points to a losing team. But, you know, when we look back on last year, we don't tend to remember those games. We remember they won 45 games, which is as many as anybody expected, and they almost got out of the first round of the playoffs. It took Toronto to seven games, you know, and we're within a fraction of a second, perhaps, of advancing. So, you know, I've done this a long time, and I don't think there's ever been a season where I didn't see games like this where you lose a really bad game on your home court and people, you know, react to it strongly, and yet life goes on. So, this team is obviously in a growth phase. It's not a finished product by any means. just needs time to come together. And last night's game was an example. You know, you lose your leading scorer, then you lose his replacement, C.J. Miles, early in the game. And the worst part about it, though, was just obviously that the energy wasn't there. Phoenix comes in at 3-9, and they were excited, man. They were, you know, they had lost 5 out of the last 6, and they were motivated. So, you know, we see these ebbs and flows consistently with every team during the NBA season.
I'll preface this next set of questions with the fact that we don't have an update as of Saturday morning. But I know fans very curious on the latest on Paul George and C.J. Miles. Let's start with what you know from Paul George, who did not play on Friday night from an injury he sustained the previous Friday and has both missed and played games in that stretch in between.
Right. He will have an MRI this morning. Maybe he's already had it as we're speaking. I don't know, but we'll find out here before too long at practice. But my gut feeling is it's probably not real serious, because I have to believe if it was, he would not have been at that game last night. You know, he was there in street clothes and moving around okay. It's not like he's on crutches, or not like they told him to stay off his feet, anything like that. So I think, you know, my guess, and I'll emphasize the word guess, is that it's like a precautionary type of x-ray to make sure there's nothing more serious. But, you know, I would be surprised if he's out a long time. You know, he was able to play Monday and Wednesday. He didn't shoot well Monday. He was a little better Wednesday, but it just wasn't getting better the way he thought it should. So sat out last night, but he was there. And kind of the same thing with C.J. Miles. I mean, he went down and was holding that left knee, but he was able to walk off the court on his own power, you know, slowly, but he was able to walk off. They didn't carry him off. So, you know, those two things kind of give me the impression that it's not a serious injury, but that doesn't mean they're going to be able to play tomorrow or Monday or whenever. I just don't think, though, that they'll be out a long time.
On the other side of that, Rodney Stuckey returning to the lineup. Now, he's still on a minutes restriction, and you could tell that he had missed 10 games. But a positive for the Pacers is they're getting a player that I think we talked about a lot about this in the early part of the preseason and early part of the season. They're getting a player back who seems to fit this system pretty well.
Yeah, they need him at both ends of the court. You know, I mean, he gives them some needed size in the backcourt at 6'5", and you know, he's strength, and he's kind of a bully, and they need that in the backcourt. You know, I thought he was perhaps the preseason MVP. You know, he played really well. He looked a lot more like the Rodney Stuckey of 2 years ago as opposed to last year when he played hurt most of the season. So he didn't, you know, do particularly well last night. Like you said, he still showed a lot of that rust. He played 13 minutes and had 2 points. But I think as he gets back into the swing of things, he's going to be valuable. I think they miss him in a lot of ways. And he's a guy who will push the tempo, which they want to do still. And he's a pretty good defender as well. So, you know, his timing couldn't be better coming back. And in fact, you know, Nate McMillan kind of hit it last night that Paul George was hanging in there until Rodney Stuckey came back. That, you know, Paul George maybe would have liked to have sat out games on Monday, Wednesday, but felt like they really needed him with Stuckey still out. But Stuckey coming back maybe opened the door for Paul to take a game off and try to get that ankle healed. So either way, you know, it's a good thing for them to have Rodney Stuckey back.
Glenn Robinson III played 25 minutes on Friday night. And we, of course, don't know how much he's going to play going forward because it depends on Paul George's and C.J. Miles' statuses. But if he needs to play some extended minutes here in the near future, what did you see from him and what might have the Pacers looking forward to?
Well, he gave them a spark last night. You know, he's one of the more athletic guys, and he had that stretch. You know, he had that lob dunk that got people excited. I mean, he was a large part of that comeback that got the Pacers to lead there in the third quarter. So, you know, it's kind of like last year. You know, Glenn had played really well in the preseason and got everybody kind of excited and then didn't get opportunities in the regular season. And going into last night, he sat out a couple games and was, you know, just playing basically garbage minutes, and he was only averaging a few points a game. But I thought, you know, last night he showed some confidence. He knew he was going to get minutes, played 25 minutes, and had 9 points. So if George and or C.J. Miles are going to be out, I think that'll open the door for him, and that's good to see. I think he needs to get into a situation where he will have a stretch of games knowing he's going to have to play and maybe he won't feel the pressure to hit every shot. That's kind of been his thing in the past, is that, you know, he's either not assertive enough or not competent enough in certain games, and he needs to find that groove. So this might create an opportunity for him. I'd be curious to see how it would go if he were to have a stretch of games like last night where he plays 20, 25 minutes, and, you know, see how he does in that situation.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining us live here on Pacers Weekly. We're going to take a short break, and Mark will be with us again when we return on Pacers Weekly.
Get ready for the Red Hot Chili Peppers live in concert.
Well, I love the chains, I hope to be part.
May 18th, the Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Red Hot Chili Peppers. New album, The Getaway, available now. Reserve seats on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster.com, and all Ticketmaster locations. Red Hot Chili Peppers, produced by NS2.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life, and we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Aaron Brooks. We are proud that the Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at bankerslife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Pacers Weekly on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, joining us again live. Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Mark, is it possible to put a finger on where you think the Pacers defense is right now? I think certainly a lot of positives from Monday and Wednesday. They didn't play well defensively on Friday, but at the same point, not their normal cast and crew on the floor.
Yeah, I think they're coming around defensively. They did play well Monday and Wednesday, and they talked about that after the games, you know, that their communication is better, their help side defense was better. You know, this is a team that's capable of being good defensively. It's not going to be the teams of 3-4 years ago that were, you know, the best in the league, really maybe the best in franchise history. It doesn't have that kind of size, but I think that they can be good. They're quick enough, and I think they started to show that. They've had a hard time kind of putting it all together. Early in the season, they were good offensively. They were scoring plenty of points, but they were giving up as many or more because they weren't getting back in transition and stopping fast breaks and so forth. But I thought Wednesday's game in particular was their best overall game in that they moved the ball well on offense and got deeper into their half-court offense. Didn't just take the first option that came around, but they also played well defensively. And, yeah, Cleveland did not have LeBron James, but still, the Pacer communication was better. The help weak side was better. I thought they made Cleveland work. They even forced a couple of shot clock violations. So it was really coming around until last night. You know, and then last night, Phoenix's subs, you know, got carried away. And then Phoenix goes and scores 116 points. So obviously last night was good. The Pacers will have to have Paul George on the floor, though, to be a good defensive team. He's their lone individual outstanding defender, I think. And first-team all-defense guy a couple of years ago. So without him, it becomes really difficult. You're going to be probably smaller and certainly miss his defensive abilities. So they, I think, are getting better, and they will have to hope that last night's game was just kind of an anomaly and not a sign of things to come.
And defensive efficiency, probably the best metric to judge where a team is. It's been interesting to watch Indiana. They were in the bottom five most of the season. Then all of a sudden, those two performances earlier in the week, they jetted up to 12th. And then right now, currently at 17th. Something we talked about on the pregame show yesterday, style of play. Again, a lot of this is based on whether Paul George and C.J. Miles are in the lineup, I know, and we don't know that yet. But do the Pacers, Nate McMillan, kind of have a feel for how fast they want to go right now?
Well, kind of. You know, they want to go a little faster. I mean, they slowed things down purposely to, one, get a better grip on their half-court offense, I think, but also to give up fewer transition points, you know, to give the other team fewer possessions. So they slowed down a bit, and that seemed to work out well. But they still want to get easier shots themselves in transition, and I think they would like to pick up the pace a bit. That's the kind of thing that a guy like Rodney Stuckey can help with, and also Glenn Robinson. But obviously you need Paul George for that, too. But they really are trying to figure things out. You know, this team doesn't have an identity yet, which is perfectly understandable given the fact you have a new head coach and half a dozen new players. You know, it's only predictable that they would be going through this kind of process. But they are trying to find themselves, trying to find an identity. You know, what they say, and which I think is a good thing, although it didn't show last night, is that they want to focus on defense and get their offense out of that. And they also want to get their energy out of that. If you're getting stops, you know, particularly at home, and getting out in transition, getting easy baskets, then that gets the crowd going, gives them energy, and contributes to their offense. So they seem to have that defensive mindset, but they just haven't mastered it yet by any means. And a lot of that has to do with chemistry. You know, we talk about chemistry on offense, but it's true on defense too. And guys have to know what to expect from one another and have each other's back. So no question, this team is trying to figure itself out at this point.
The content has been strong over on Pacers.com. All the home games, a lot of game coverage, as well as these decade nights. You've had a write-up on who the Pacers are honoring. A lot of home games still coming up. Mark, what do the fans have to look forward to on the .com side?
Yeah, game coverage. You know, it's a game every other day here for a while, so certainly practice and game coverage and, you know, opportunity to write about different players. And, you know, in December, as you know, coming up, on the 10th, I believe it is, they'll honor the players from the 70s, and you know, there'll be bobbleheads for that too. I know I'm going to bring George McGinnis down to the field house sometime, hopefully next week, and record a podcast for Pacers.com, and I'll be writing about George as well. I've known him for a long time. I watched him play as a kid, so I'm looking forward to sharing his story and letting people know about his career. You know, a guy who was Mr. Basketball at Washington High School on an undefeated state championship team in 1969, and then a ABA Most Valuable Player, co-most valuable player with Julius Erving 1 year. So a lot to talk about with George McGinnis. So, you know, we just did the 60s guys, and the 70s guys are right around the corner.
December 10th, you had it right as the Pacers honor Mel Daniels and George McGinnis. Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, Pat. Take care.
When we return, we'll wrap up Pacers Weekly. Another live guest, Jeremiah Johnson, Pacers TV host and sideline reporter, is with us next.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that will become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters on Saturday, January 14th at noon. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Your money, your voice. At Forum Credit Union, that's true even when you're talking about a loan. Sure, the money might be ours to start with, but what good is the money if it's not making things happen? Every day, our members are building decks, buying cars, or heading back to school. Forum's personal service and large array of loan options make it possible. It's not just your money, it's your life. And we want to help you make the most of it. Visit a branch or forumcu.com. Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
30 years and still number one.
Bon Jovi, live in concert. This house is not for sale.
This house is not for sale.
The tour. Bon Jovi, performing all their anthems. Bankers Life Fieldhouse, March 22nd. Every ticket purchased receives a copy of the new album, This House is Not for Sale, available November 4th. Get tickets starting at $19.75 at LiveNation.com while supplies last. Service charges apply. There's more at BonJovi.com.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is LaVoy Allen. We're proud that Bankers Life is the official insurance partner of the Indiana Pacers. Every year, Bankers Life works with thousands of Indiana families like yours, offering insurance and retirement solutions that meet your needs today and for the life of your retirement. With offices across Indiana, Bankers Life has an insurance agent in your community. Learn more at BankersLife.com.
Bankers Life is the marketing brand of Bankers Life and Casualty Company. Select policies sold by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and Bankers Conseco Life Insurance Company, which is authorized to sell insurance in New York.
Wrapping up Pacers Weekly here on 93.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Joining us always around this time is Jeremiah Johnson. He's live with us. Jeremiah, that game last night, I know disappointing for the fans, A, to not get to see Paul George, to have C.J. Miles go down. This is the second time this year the Pacers have been without George. It seems like in those games there have been a handful of problems, but most notably to me, they've struggled to find a rhythm. Would you agree?
I think so. You see in the close games that the Pacers have had this season how much they rely on Paul George and how in critical situations he's been kind of that go-to guy. Now, Paul has certainly adapted well to the new offense with Jeff Teague and having maybe some more weapons on the floor and hasn't tried to take over the game maybe from start to finish. But in those times where you really need a basket, the Pacers miss Paul George. And when you lose C.J. Miles as well, you think, you know, two of your top three or four scorers are out of the mix. And to their credit, Jeff Teague and Miles Turner stepped up. But if you look at the box score and you really analyze the game, I'm not sure that really anyone else had a really good game. And you can't win too many games in the NBA when you have two players play well and then you have some subpar performances. So credit to the Suns. They came in angry. They lost to Denver. They were 3-9. And Earl Watson reportedly had a pretty intense practice on Thursday. And they wanted that win desperately. And really from top to bottom, especially on the bottom of the roster, their bench dominated the game.
Do you view giving up 116 as concerning from a defensive aspect, or do you say, look, you don't have Paul George, you don't have C.J. Miles, and not only do you not have those two guys, they were late scratches, so tough to try to practice with different lineups, and add to the fact that you've got a combined 42 minutes from George Niang and Glenn Robinson III, guys that are normally playing just a handful of minutes, if not at all?
I think it's concerning not just because of last night, but if you look at the entire body of work, the first 13 games, you know, the last two games we saw major defensive improvement, but you have to take into account the situation playing at home and a couple of teams that were on the second half of the back-to-back. So I guess I was of the opinion things were not as bad as they looked early on and they weren't as good as they looked the last two games. 116 against Phoenix, a team that likes to score and was playing, you know, carefree basketball there in the second half. It's not good by any means. I think offensively maybe the biggest problem, though, last night because they had the turnovers, and the turnovers are what led to quite a few points for the Suns, and that's where we saw some problems in the first, you know, 8 to 10 games of the season. So I think the defense still has some things to work on, obviously, and they weren't not as good as they looked defensively in the last two games, and they certainly have some things to work on.
As we look forward to Oklahoma City, that's where you guys head to here in a couple of hours. Pacers playing there on Sunday night. This is a team that started out strong. They were 4-0, had four straight losses in the middle to fall to 6-5. They've beaten Houston and Brooklyn in their last two. They're 8-5. Do you have a feel what Oklahoma City is? Certainly they've got one of the top players in the world in Russell Westbrook. Victor Oladipo, a lot of talent there, but certainly no Kevin Durant. I think they're also trying to find their identity a little bit.
A little bit, but in that environment in Oklahoma City, I think that they're a scary team in that because they have not hit their stride just yet. They had a win last night against Brooklyn, but they're still playing a little bit of angry, and angry is a way to describe Russell Westbrook virtually any time he's on the floor. The intensity he brings to the floor, you'd like to hope would carry over to the Pacers, because if there has been one common theme in some of the poor performances, Nate McMillan has referenced things like sense of urgency and not maybe, you know, putting enough effort out there. You better match Russell Westbrook's effort and energy, or it could be a disappointing performance. So I think that the Pacers have been able to bounce back from subpar performances. I think they have a lot of pride. A big question mark, and we don't know the answer at this point, is going to be, who do they have to play? Is C.J. Miles or Paul George going to be available? And if not, you like to see those other guys step up. And around the league, you often see star players injured or take nights off. And in those cases, someone else steps up from an energy perspective because they have their chance to shine. And so I think this is a chance, if Paul or C.J. are not playing on Sunday, for everyone else to bring the energy, because you better bring it to match the Thunder, because you know in that environment led by Russell Westbrook, they're going to be fired up.
And we might get an update on those two players here coming up in a couple of hours. You can follow us on Twitter at JJFSIndiana, at Pat Boylan Pacers. We will alert you via the Twitter machine if we know any more, if we get any more information at practice today as it relates to Paul George and C.J. Miles. I know that's the number one question on fans' minds right now. They'll be tuning in to watch you at 6:30 in Oklahoma City tomorrow on Fox Sports Indiana. What do the fans have to look forward to?
Well, we'll take a little bit of a look at Jeff Teague, and basically over the last six games now, it's been a different player offensively and defensively, really, but especially offensively than we saw in the first seven games. So what has made Jeff Teague more comfortable? We'll break down some of his play, and the Pacers will be leaning heavily on Jeff Teague on Sunday night, even if Paul George is able to play. So a closer look at Jeff Teague. We'll talk one-on-one with Nate McMillan, and we might discuss the triple-double machine that is Russell Westbrook, some Oscar Robertson comparisons, and anytime you're compared to the Big O, you're doing something right.
Pacers Stevie Hilson, sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson, also a shameless plug. You can catch our podcast, and we'll be taping, looking at the schedule now, Monday and Wednesday games. I assume we'll have something out for you on Tuesday, but Jeremiah, thanks.
Yes, and happy Thanksgiving to all the listeners as well. It's Turkey Week.
Ah, yes, good point, as we won't talk, at least on this show, until Saturday. Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson. You can catch him on Fox Sports Indiana. Again, that's on Sunday. Tomorrow night, Oklahoma City is the opponent. Thunder without Kevin Durant. Russell Westbrook has been fantastic so far this season. Victor Oladipo is there. Plenty of reasons to watch, to listen on Sunday night. 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 for Jeremiah Johnson. 6:30 for us as well on the Kroger pregame show on the radio side. And a reminder, due to Colts coverage, if you tune into this station, you will hear Colts. If you want to hear Pacers, 107.5 FM is our station. If you're listening in Indianapolis, each of our affiliates might do something differently, but that is the case here in Indianapolis. Again, 107.5 FM starting at 6:30 on Sunday. Then Monday against the Golden State Warriors, Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. That'll wrap it up for this week's Pacers Weekly. For David Deering, I'm Pat Boylan. Talk to you next Saturday.
Pound it! Pound it! A three off of contact on top!
And George takes a pass from Stuckey and dunks it.
Tapped up and in as the Pacer bench clears!
You've been listening to Pacers Weekly,